Welcome to PR Talk, sponsored by the PRSA of Oregon and part of the MPN, the Marketing Podcast Network. This is your host, Amy Rosenberg, founder of Veracity and author of A Modern Guide to Public Relations. Help other people find our podcast by subscribing, rating, giving us a review, or sharing on social media. Hi, everyone. It's your host, Amy Rosenberg. So every other week when we're not interviewing a marketing expert, we're playing the audio from one of the videos I recorded to serve as a companion to my book, A Modern Guide to Public Relations, where I attempt to further explain the key takeaways about the practice of PR. If you'd like to watch or listen to all of these in order, please visit prtalk.co or feel free to peruse at your leisure on here. And of course, the topics are further explained in A Modern Guide, which is available in print and digitally at the major online booksellers. And I invite your feedback on any of these topics, as this is an evolving and collaborative effort, and we can't all think that we know everything. So happy listening. Hi, everyone. Okay, so we're in A Modern Guide to PR. We're talking about press releases. And first, we're going to talk about press release formats. Well, not first. We talked about other things with press releases, but now we're talking about the formats. So there are three kinds of press releases that I know of. I mean, this is a little annoying because sometimes PR people can get, like I say in the book, a little prickly about semantics, and we wouldn't want to cause a ruckus. So it's good to know what they are so that everybody's on the same page, basically. Because if you're working with multiple people and then you say one thing and then they think something else, I don't think it matters, but here it is. Actually, knowing all these will help you when you see what kind of news you're doing, knowing what the options are will help you know what to do with it. So there's three types of press releases. There's the media advisory / calendar listing. So I already combined two. I think PR people actually separate those. I'm like, I don't know what the point is. We'll talk about that. Then we've got fact sheets, and then we've got what I call general press releases. Okay. So your general press release is just your paragraph style. Okay. Like a news article would be. But you can get creative with general press releases too, like by adding some bullet points in there to list stats, maybe not at the top, maybe like in the middle, or at least after the first paragraph. Or you could have a who or a what, not a who or a what or a where in there to list where an event might be. And actually, that can be better explained by talking about the media advisory or calendar listing, which that follows more of a who, what, where, when style format. And so, I mean, you can open with it. Of course, it'll have a headline always. And then you can open with that general paragraph, or maybe you don't need to. I don't think I've not opened with a general paragraph for a long time, though, in a media advisory calendar listing. And then it's more for events and press conferences, and you're just listing out details. But this is really important. You really want to get strategic with it. And remember, in all press releases, the least important information is at the bottom. So then you can change your who, what, where, when, why. We just say that just because, meaning change the order. So a lot of times the who is at the end, but we call it that. And so with the general press release, if you're announcing some larger news, but you have an event that's part of the larger news, you can do like a what and a what, I'm sorry, where and a what, whatever, you know, for the event. What is it? The where and when. That could be kind of like a call out box within the general press release. And now the fact sheet, that's a little different. That can be more creative or more just whatever you want to do with it. And that's where you list things on a page. So the facts. So you can do multiple fact sheets for one organization. So like a fact sheet on all of the executives with like a paragraph on each one, or on the products and the services and whatnot. And that's really more for when you're really getting in depth with the PR. So like you already have an online newsroom where the press materials are. So, let's just do 5 fact sheets on X, Y, and Z. But typically, you wouldn't really start with doing a fact sheet because, let's get some news, right? And so that's all kind of explained in the book. But, I didn't explain exactly how to do a fact sheet because that's kind of, you can figure that out on your own. But the media advisory calendar listing template, that's in here, in there. It's in the book. It's a template. Same. It's on the website, too. My website, Veracity. And see, this is the what and the when might be backwards. So what I was saying is this is your meet, your what, where, when, why, who, la, la. But with a general press release, you can kind of open the same way and you have a really short, where and when for something. And then you can end with your cute little end paragraph and quote or whatever. And then we've got also have a general press release template for general press release. And so here you can see it's more paragraph style. And the template is just explaining what everything is in the release. So you've got oh my God, that's a really long boilerplate. But that normally you wouldn't do it that long. But I was explaining what a boilerplate is in the copy. So in the copy, I was saying, okay, this is where you quote, blah, blah, blah. At least you have a starting point with this. I wouldn't call it a real template. It's just was a kind of a fun way to explain it. If you check it out on whatever my website is, veracityagency.com. Bye.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hi. Lo siento, but we're still talking about press releases on A Modern Guide to PR. And so we are talking about, today we're talking about what all press releases have. Now, there's different types of things I want to talk about. So there's what I call the boring details and then what they should have to actually run, which is not boring. I think when I say boring, I've noticed I say this a lot when I'm thinking about what I do and for work. I guess boring is stuff like duh, or yeah, that'll run, or boring, this is what you do every time. But then the interesting stuff is the stuff that will actually work. So then why do we talk about the stuff that is boring when it won't help it run or work at all? I don't know. It's because you'll see these things as a press release writer and wonder, why do we have these things? So the boring things that all press releases have are, a title, duh. That's not boring. That is the most important part, except for the email subject line. But actually, I skipped ahead already. So the press release starts with for immediate release. And I guess that classifies it as a press release. I make a joke, it used to be really important to write a press release and way back at when we were sending releases to the New York Times and they actually got picked up, it was some really important person was writing for immediate release. Take this seriously. It's now, I don't know. Now it's a warm up to get going, I guess. And then you can also say for embargoed release if you want it to be embargoed, which means delayed. So you would release it, but you say for embargoed release until X date when you want the news to be announced, if you want to let the press have a head start on the news. Okay, so you've got that. Then you've got the headline. Then you have the dateline, which is when it was announced, which is almost irrelevant now to have that because everything's through email now, which has a date, but we have the dateline. And then we, in part of the dateline is the location. So the city and state where the news was released from. So like the headquarters of your organization, unless you want to get creative. And we change the dateline depending on where it's pouring outside, if you can hear that rain. I'm in Portland. Okay, so we changed the dateline location. There's probably a word for that, you know, the state and city. Depending on, let's say you're headquartered in Arizona, but you have offices throughout, let's say one in Texas, and you want to get the news to run in Texas. Well, you can change the dateline to say it's, you know, Austin, Texas, because you have, you know, a location there. So it would actually make sense. And that's explained more in the book. It's kind of in the local section, like local PR section. And then website links. So you don't want to just list a company without linking, hyperlink in the release to your company that you're writing about. And then you can also hyperlink to different stats you're referencing in the release or other things like partners or charities. And then the boilerplate is what's at the bottom of every release and it never changes. So when you hear, oh, that's just boilerplate language, like lawyers say that, you know, it's just language that never changes, except, well, in PR, we can change the boilerplate if there's a reason to change it. So maybe once a year we have new stats, we're going to change it. But those are just kind of, it's general information about the company. And I like having it just because it makes a clean page, ends the page nicely. And then after that, after the boilerplate is the three hash mark symbol or the dash 30 dash symbol. And I didn't know what that meant. I thought it was just to signify that it was, the release was done. And then my editor on this book, Deb Fleckinger, looked it up and she already knew that it was originated during the Civil War as a telegraphic shorthand that, like, I guess when you watch movies, it's like stop message. Maybe that's what they really have the three hash mark there instead. Anyway, next time we're going to talk about more important things like what all press releases should have. So all press releases have these boring things, but do they all have these two very interesting and very important things? I don't know. But if they don't, they will not run. So we'll talk about that next time. Hello. On the last Modern Guide to PR video, we talked about what all press releases should have. Now, no, wait. Sorry. It's one of those days. It's Friday. We talked about what all, and I was trying to be so cool and try and do this right in the beginning. If you can't tell, I didn't have to look at my book for reference to what my own title is in my book. But then I still messed up. Again, perfection is the enemy. That's a key thing in this book. We'll talk about that later. So last time we talked about what all press releases do have, what they have. This time, we're talking about what all press releases should have. Okay? This is big. And why should they have these things? So that they run. Meaning like not run physically. So that they get picked up in the press. There's no reason to do a press release if it doesn't get picked up. So we want these two things in the release. This is what it should have. It is timeliness and newsworthiness. Sorry, I don't enunciate very well. Timeliness and newsworthiness. Okay. Timeliness is when it's released. Newsworthiness is hooking into some news or predicting the news. So let's see what I highlighted here. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so we want to hook into some news that's already happening, but we want to be careful. Because we don't want to be crass. So maybe don't do it. Unless you I mean, this could be a later thing to do, like later in your career, or if it's safe news, but then no one covers safe news. So that's probably not in existence anymore. And also, or if you're full-time on staff, you could probably do that because you'd have time. Firms, it's sometimes harder to do that. It depends on your budget, because that it's pretty detailed trying to hook into news that's happening. Like, meaning you gotta go right now. That's kind of part of the timeliness. But anyway, so news, hook into news that's happening, or create your own news. So that's the key to PR, is either creating your own news, like literally you are the PR person. You have to organize the community relations campaign that's then going to get picked up in the press. That's one example. Or as the PR person, you have to dig up the news. So the news of your organization. So your organization is probably doing newsworthy things. So you just need to pay attention and try and dig that up. And then that is what the press release is about. Now, timeliness, you can look at it two ways. Where when you release it, like the time of day literally, or the timeliness with which, you know, timeliness of hooking in. So timeliness of when you release it, let's say you are hooking into news, like newsworthiness, like you're hooking into some real news, you've got to release it soon. You can't release it too far after the news thing happened. Maybe even it has to be that day or the next day. So that's timing. And then you want to add in, you want to outline timely angles. So like, you know, it could even be as simple as like, oh, a holiday's coming up. So X, Y, Z. So like, let's say you're repping some beef. Let's say 4th of July is coming up. So like, okay, there's your timeliness. Like, I don't know, figure that out. Just do something with that. So adding in timeliness, and then it's also when you, not only when you send it, but also when you follow up, because some, you want to start to learn, like, when are the good times to follow up with your key media. And after a while you will learn that. And then, the release or the book has, everything in there in terms of when to follow up with at least TV, cause that one you can predict, but a lot of magazines and newspapers, those are all different cause they're on different deadlines. So you want to start to maybe learn what those deadlines are. And now it's not as important cause their deadlines were yesterday, because they're all also online. So when their newspaper is online, then there isn't really a deadline because that could just get posted right away. That's not true. Anyway, again, I'm diverging from the topic. Okay, so that's what we have. That's it for press releases. We're done. Now we're going to move on next time to probably more important tools. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more PR insight, be sure to check out Amy's book, A Modern Guide to Public Relations, at prtalk.co. Also, please subscribe, rate, or leave us a review.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.